You're listening to a podcast from Trinity Church Buxton. For more information, please visit our website at trinitybuxton.org.uk.
Have one or two of our students back. Ben Holmes, I want you to come and just be up here at the front. And I think that Zoe Todd has also agreed to volunteer to do something. And I'd like you to come up on the stage, all right, up out here, and you're either end of the table. And I'm going to ask you, so you come this end, Ben, or no, you can do it round the back, actually, so they can see, people can see, that's fine. Now, what I've got here is I want them to build a house, all right, out of Duplo, all right, and a little bit of it is already is built. I'll just show you can see a little bit's been done, and there's some bits here, okay, and I'm going to ask them if you'd like to start building your house, and when you need more bits, you've got to come and ask me, all right, okay? If you get going on that bit, right? Ben, are you happy with that, the instructions? Okay, off you go. Go on. All right. See what they're doing. Yeah, Duplo there, bit of Duplo there. Building a house. How are they doing? How are we doing? All right. You want some more Duplo, all right? There you are. That will cost you £10.
£10.
You don't have £10. Well, how can you build a house?
I don't know.
Well, I've got a little bit here. That bit. Right, will that do?
How much is it?
That's £5. Okay, it's half that. Look, that's a good deal, isn't it? So of that. All right. Okay. Well, let's see what else I've got here. Look, I've got a nice little curvy bit, all right? Would you like that?
How much is it?
£7.50.
I don't have
you can't,
£7.
What about it? Ben, how are you doing?
I'm good, I can have some more pieces.
Yeah, here's one for £10, all right?
Can I have my card?
What?
I've got my card.
No, we don't take, it's only cash, this building, all right? That one's £5, all right? Oh dear, you can't finish your house. Oh dear. How foolish to start building your house. And you didn't consider carefully, did you? Everything that was involved. Okay, thank you very much. You ought to applaud them for that. Can we have my PowerPoint up, please? Consider carefully. Consider carefully. That's going to run right the way through this teaching of the Lord Jesus that we're looking at. Last week we looked at those very challenging words, weren't they? I'm going to read them out. Alan Purser unpacked them wonderfully and very challengingly. Look at this. Verse 25, large crowds, it's on the service sheet, large crowds were travelling with Jesus, and turning to them he said, of course it's deliberate that Jesus is teaching large crowds. He's going to sort them out. Who's going to be a real follower of me? If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, his wife and children, his brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Wow. And of course, we thought about that, but that hate there is in the sense of loveless, that Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ, must be number one. He must be our first love. Of course, Jesus calls us to honor our parents and to love them. But he must be number one. And then look at this verse, 27. And anyone who does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. We were reminded last week that we must come and die. We must, so to speak, say that self is dead and that Jesus, the risen Jesus, is in charge of my life. He's number one. He's supreme in my heart. Self dies. He reigns. And what I want us to do as we think of this teaching as we go on, that Jesus uses some illustrations just to get us to consider carefully, think carefully. Consider carefully the commitment and sacrifice required to follow Jesus. That illustration using Ben and Zoe, I mean, it's ridiculous, isn't it? How stupid to start building a house and not to think of the cost and requirement, the sacrifice that was needed. Look what Jesus says. Let's just read it again. Suppose one of you, verse 28, wants to build a tower. Will he not first sit down and estimate the cost to see if he has enough money to complete it? For if he lays the foundations and not able to finish it, everyone will see, who sees it, will ridicule him, saying, this fellow began to build and was not able to finish. First, sit down and estimate the cost. Now, of course, I set Ben and Zoe up for a fall there. But it happens, doesn't it? Back in 2005, this was the proposed Anglo-Irish Bank headquarters in Dublin. And this is it today. Unfinished. They didn't work out if they had any money. The 2008 crash actually showed them that they didn't really have any money, that most of the bonds that they were holding were junk bonds that were worthless. It happens, doesn't it? And the point that Jesus is making is consider carefully the commitment and sacrifice required to follow him. Here are large crowds. And he said, this is what's involved. I must be number one, and you must die to self. I must be in charge. Self must die. Self-rule must finish. Jesus must rule. To large crowds. We're a comparatively large crowd this morning. So consider carefully the commitment and sacrifice required to follow Jesus. Now clearly this is at the start of the Christian life. But as we go through this, we'll see that it's about as we go on in the Christian life. So to consider carefully. Okay, let's think of Jesus' next pattern. This next illustration. For this, I need lots of young people. And Phil is going to act as one king. Could you gather a great army, Phil? Could you do that? Could you go and gather a great army? And I need one or two people on my side, all right? Can you come, all right? Who? You'll be on my side. Come on, you be on my side. Come on. Who else? Who wants to be in King Philip's army? All right, I've got two buses. You're going to come and be in my. Oh, right, I've got one. All right, yeah, come, okay. Right, you can be in my. You don't know what's happening, going to happen. All right, I've got three. Anybody else to join these armies? King Philip, King Bob. All right, okay, right. Now, okay, you come. That's four, that's good. All right, that's good. One, two, three. Yeah, that's good. Right, now, King Philip, do you want to hand out your. Okay, all right. Now, they've got lightsabers, all right. All right, hey. All right. You got your lightsaber, Joel? All right, yeah. All right. Okay, now, let me just see what we've got for weapons. There's a twig for you, and a twig for you, and a twig for you, and a twig for you. Okay, all right. So, King, right, I'm a king on this side. All right, now. Now. Yeah, Joel's getting into it. All right. All right, they've got lightsabers. And how many people have they got in their army? Till we count up, how many people have got up in your army?
I know already.
Eight. How many have we got?
Four. We've got half of them.
I'm going to consider carefully. Yeah. Joel, who do you think is going to win?
Lightsabers.
You got double the number of people and you got lightsabers. Now, I'm going to be a wise king and I'm going to say, we're not going to fight this. Can we have peace, please? Please? Thank you. All right. Right. We're all at peace. Let's go. We're not going to fight this one. All right. So you put down your twigs, put down your lightsabers. Right. We're going to go. All right. Thank you. Well done. Everyone go back. They're going to be used in the holiday club next week. The twigs aren't going to be used in the holiday club. Sweet. They're very low tech. You can keep your twig, yeah, but don't. Just keep an eye on him, all right? All right. Yeah, keep an eye on him, all right? Well done. Okay. So there's Jesus' teaching. Fascinating, isn't it? Now, in history, there are loads of armies that have been half the size with inferior weapons that have won. But Jesus is using this just to say, look, consider carefully. In this case, the king considered carefully, and look what he did. He said, verse 31, will he not first sit down and consider whether he is able with 10,000 men to oppose the one coming against him with 20,000? If he's not able, he will send a delegation while the other is still a long way off and will ask for terms of peace. Consider carefully. Now, it's interesting in this story, isn't it? That the person, the king, realizes that actually resistance is futile. I think there's a hint here, more than a hint, that if you resist Jesus, how disastrous that would be. And yet this is very challenging teaching. This is what's involved in following him. Consider carefully the commitment and sacrifice required to follow him. The key thing is, are you considering carefully? Those early verses that we looked at from last week, there's the commitment and sacrifice that's needed. Are we considering carefully as we go on in our Christian lives? Maybe there's somebody here who's thinking about the Christian life. And then look at verse 33. This is the second statement of what it, to those, Jesus saying, look, you cannot be my disciple unless you do this. In the same way, any of you who does not give up everything he has cannot be my disciple. In the same way, any of you who does not give up everything he has cannot be my disciple. You have to give up everything to follow Jesus. He's just said, you've got to die to self, rule. I've got to be in charge. You've got to give up everything. There, actually, the everything is all possessions, everything material. My home, I give it to Jesus as my Lord. Yes, he gives it back to us, entrusts it to us, and says, how are you going to use it under my Lordship? How will Jesus use what he's entrusted to us? Somebody once said to me, it's not what we do to our home that matters. We love it, don't we? Let's extend it, let's get this right and do this. It's not what we do to our homes that matters, it's what we do in our homes. It's the marriages that we nurture, the children that we nurture in Christ, the hospitality that we give. You see, it's Jesus' home. Possessions. Here's a student. I've got this photo off the internet, so it's not very good, of a student. All their possessions, they were going off to university for the first time. Not sure why they, you know, a few things there they don't really need, but let's not worry about that. There it is. All possessions. This week, Johnny started a job down in London. I took all his, he cleared his room. There's nothing in there. Took it down, all his possessions. My possessions. I give them to Jesus to follow him as my Lord. He's my Lord. He's got everything that is mine. Consider carefully. How will he use what he has entrusted to us? We say, here are my possessions, use them. Can I say that I'm not going to be able to apply this in every way, but consider carefully this week. Your time this week is to think, how am I to use what I have in the service of Jesus? He's my Lord. I've got to give up everything for him. My pay, my pocket money, my savings. One thing I do, every time I look at my savings, I say, thank you, Jesus, these are yours. I want to use them for your glory. Pension. Verse 33, in the same way, any of you who does not give up everything he has cannot be my disciple. If he becomes our Lord, they are his. We give them up for him. He entrusts them to us. Say, how we use them in the service of me as Lord. I love this. Somebody once taught me this. All these things are not spending power for me. We love to think of it that way. Here's my paycheck. It's spending power for me. my pension, but giving power for Christ in the gospel, for blessing other people in all kinds of ways. Again, let's think, consider, how do we use all that we have in the service of Christ? That's something to think about in our families this week, to consider carefully and reflect on. Jesus doesn't stop there. He says, continue to give everything. Look at verse 33. Salt is... 34, sorry. It should be 34. Salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is fit neither for the soil nor for the manure pile. It's thrown out. I found this picture. We think of salt, you know, nice pure salt that we put on our food or don't put on our food if we've, you know, learnt the lessons, all right, or the, you know, whatever, all right. But this is a piece of impure rock salt, which would have been the kind of thing they'd have had in Jesus' day. And if it becomes damp and the salt kind of leaks away, I've been trying this week, actually, to make salt unsalty. The chemists in our congregation would laugh at me. And you can't make pure salt unsalty, really. It remains salty. But this kind of impure, the salt will leach away, leak away. And it's no longer salty. Here's the point. It's useless. It's fit for nothing. And Jesus is saying this to would-be disciples, but also to those who are on the road of discipleship, following him. It's very challenging, isn't it? It is possible to be useful for Jesus, he says, and then to become useless for Jesus. It seems to me clearly what he's teaching. And he says, look, that salt which has become useless, it's actually fit for nothing. It's thrown out. So the point is, continue to give everything. It's easy, isn't it, in middle age, or if we've been Christians many years, just to settle down with our sins, settle down with not giving generously to gospel work, all kinds of things, with compromise and so on. But Jesus says, no. The way you start the Christian life is the way you go on, Jesus Lord. So we're to continue to give everything. It is possible, isn't it, stop being useful for Jesus and become useless. And I'm not going to trim those words. You know, we could say, of course there's an opportunity for us to come back. Of course there is. That's why we've confessed our sins. But it's interesting, this week we've been having a massive clear out. Our sons are leaving home. Oh, our sons are leaving home, go start work. A massive clear out, great opportunity, clear out everything, you know. Gila found this list of our growth groups 10 years ago. And there are 35 people on this list who are no longer involved at Trinity. Now, some of them have gone to glory. Hallelujah. They've finished the race. They've got to that great feast in heaven. There are others in this who've moved away and they've gone to churches. Some churches are great churches. I think some churches are not so good. I don't think they'll teach the word of God clearly. But the other group that is really sad is the people who have lost their saltiness, have just drifted away for one reason or another. It could be that they loved their home more than Jesus. It could be that they loved a particular relationship more than Jesus, which Jesus made clear was not appropriate, and so on and so forth. So to finish off, if Jesus is not Lord of all, he's not Lord at all. I learned that as a young Christian. It's true, isn't it? We're to continue to give up everything in the service of the Lord Jesus. Now, can I say this is basic Christianity for all Christians? Anyone, as Jesus says in verse 28, must go the way of the cross. So self is crucified. Verse 33, any of you? It's very challenging. This is basic Christianity. It's not for the monks. It's not for the missionaries. It's not for the mad Christians. This is basic Christianity. So sad, isn't it, that That's not really what we hear as basic Christianity. And you may ask, is it worth following Jesus if he asks me to give him everything? Well, Jesus is heading to Jerusalem. As he says, it's to the large crowds. He's going to die on the cross there, thank you, to rescue sinners from hell, to rescue you and me. And Jesus invites sinners to the great feast in the new creation. We saw that earlier in this chapter, didn't we? Jesus says, look, there's a great feast coming, picking up the pictures from Isaiah. It's perfect food. It's fantastic. Picking up the fact it's going to be a new creation, a perfect new creation. No tears, no suffering, no pain, no death. It's free entry at his expense, his death on the cross. It's a great feast. How can you not follow Jesus? That's the point, surely. And Jesus is not asking you to do anything that he's not done. He gave up everything. He gave up everything to save you. So let's look at the last sentence of this. So we will just look at this together and I will read it. Of 35, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Just look at the last song we're going to sing. Again, it's going to be easy to sing because we've got cracking musicians and the beat will be great and the music will be wonderful, won't it? But look at these words. Lord, be my vision, supreme in my heart. Bid every rival give way and depart. Look at the fourth verse. Riches I heed not, nor earth's empty praise. You my inheritance, now and always. All of your treasure to me you impart. High King of Heaven, the first in my heart. It's just a reminder, he's given everything for us. We're to give everything for him. Let's stand to sing.